You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not.
Hey there, glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog and Chief Luddite. This is episode 13 of The Lounge, and today's episode is another edition of our 5-5 Tech segment, where I'll be discussing five topics in 5 minutes. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode13. Let's get started. Number one, it's the most bloggable time of the year. Don't worry, I won't be singing again. For the last couple of years, I've participated in a group blogathon where we were all trying to publish a new blog post every day in June. This year, there isn't going to be a group event, but I've decided to continue the tradition with my own personal blogathon. Now, in past years, I haven't always made it all 30 days, but I've always come close. And last year I did hit all 30, and I'm really going to make an effort to match that success again this year. In addition to posting my typical news, views, and how-tos on all sorts of topics, I'm also going to be updating some popular posts that have gotten a bit long in the tooth, creating some more video tutorials, and doing some live stream Q&A sessions. So there are lots of great things to look forward to. There are lots of ways to follow the blogathon. Obviously, you can go to the Tech for Luddites blog every day and see what's been posted, but if you want to make sure you don't miss any, you can also use the box at the top of the sidebar on the homepage to sign up to get posts emailed directly to your inbox. I'll also be posting links to the new posts on T4L social media accounts, including Twitter, Facebook page, Facebook group, and Pinterest. You can find links to all these channels in the show notes. Number two. Contest alert! Another new thing I'm hoping to do this year is to add reader tips at the end of all my blog posts, if I can actually collect that many. So, to encourage readers and listeners to submit their favorite tips, I'm going to be holding a drawing at the end of the month from all the submissions, and the winner will get an Amazon Fire tablet and an Amazon Fire TV Stick streaming media player. To see the full rules of the contest and submit your own tech tip, go to techforluddites.com/share tips. Number three. Speaking of Fire tablets, since the last episode of The Lounge, I posted a three-part series about the devices. The first part shares what I like and don't like about them. The second part helps make sense of the different models, because it can be pretty confusing. And the third part provides four different methods for installing Android apps on the tablets that don't have an equivalent app in the Amazon store. Now, I'll be the first to admit that Amazon Fires aren't perfect, which you'll see very clearly in the first post, but I still love mine. So I highly recommend anybody looking for a tablet put them on their list for consideration. Number four. One of the most effective marketing tools these days is Facebook ads. Mainly because the social media giant has so much information about its users that you can really use to target your ads to the right audience. I'm just starting to learn how to use them myself, and there's definitely a lot to learn. If this is something you've been wanting to learn about, I recommend three experts in particular: Kimra Luna, Amy Porterfield, and James Wedmore. They all have very different styles and specialties, but they all provide a lot of value with free webinars, blog posts, and handouts, as well as paid classes. I've linked to their sites in the show notes, as well as a couple of upcoming free webinars from Kimra and James. And finally, number five. The rate of technological innovation has been extremely fast during my lifetime, but I don't think I've ever seen any technology advance as quickly as 3D printing. I first heard about 3D printing less than 5 years ago, when National Geographic Channel posted a video online of someone printing a working wrench. And I'll tell you, that completely blew me away at the time. But since then, we're seeing things printed that I never could have imagined back then, including food, body parts, and even entire buildings. The show notes has a playlist of videos showcasing some of these great achievements. If you've seen any that you think are particularly amazing, please post them in the comments on the show notes page, and I'll add them to the playlist. And that's it for this episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes at LudditeLounge.com/episode13. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.